Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of Parshat Ki Tisa, we have 47 psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe goes up to Har Sinai for 40 days and returns only to find the Egel HaZahav. This is the Aliyah of the great tragedy of the Egel HaZahav. Hashem tells Moshe and Har Sinai about the Egel, and Moshe begs Hashem not to destroy Bnei Yisrael. Hashem agrees. Moshe descends the mountain, and as we all know, he breaks the Luchot. Shevet Levi punishes the central figures in the story. 3,000 people are executed. Moshe goes back up to Har Sinai to again beg for kapara for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem agrees, but there is another consequence, that Hashem won't lead them himself, so to speak, into Eretz Yisrael, but an angel will lead them. And Moshe removes his tent from inside the camp of Bnei Yisrael, and he takes it outside of the camp. Once again, there is so much to say on this Aliyah, on every Aliyah in the Torah. It's really hard to pick just one idea, but here goes. When Moshe is on Har Sinai, he hears from Hashem about the Egel HaZahav. Moshe begs Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael, and then he descends the mountain carrying the Luchot. The first person that Moshe sees is Yehoshua, and the Torah in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, says the following. We'll explain it the way Rashi does. Rashi is Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. Says the Torah, Vayishma Yehoshua et kol ha'am bireo, vayomer el Moshe, kol milchama b'machane. Yehoshua heard the sound of the people shouting. They were reveling, drunk and wild. And Yehoshua says to Moshe, kol milchama b'machane. There's a battle in the camp. Moshe responds to Yehoshua in the next pasuk, and the Torah says, vayomer, ein kol anot gevurav, ein kol anot chalusha, kol anot anochi shomea. Says Moshe, it's not a song of victory, nor a song of weakness or defeat. I, says Moshe, hear a kol anot, a call of pain caused by rebellion. The Talmud Yerushalmi, in the fourth parak of Masechet Ta'anit and Halacha Hey, says that Moshe's response to Yehoshua involved an element of Musar. The Yerushalmi says that Moshe said the following to Yehoshua, Adam shehu atid lahanhig srara al shishim ribo eino yodea lahavchin bein kol lekol. You, Yehoshua, who will one day lead this huge nation, you, Yehoshua, do not know how to tell the difference between kolot, different voices coming from Bnei Yisrael. You, Yehoshua, heard a kol milchama in the camp, but you were mistaken. It was a voice of rebellion. That's the Yerushalmi. But what does it mean? What was Yehoshua thinking? And why and how did Moshe respond? What constructive critique to Moshe, what constructive critique did Moshe give to Yehoshua here? And didn't Moshe hear the same thing as Yehoshua? Bnei Yisrael were reveling and carousing at the Egel. Didn't Moshe hear that? Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995, asks this question in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, and he says the following beautiful idea. Moshe and Yehoshua did indeed hear the same thing. They both heard holilut v'shichrut. They both heard drunken carousing and reveling. But the way they interpreted those sounds were different. Yehoshua heard the partying and he said, kol milchama b'machane. They are at war. They are rebelling against Hashem. They're at war with Hashem. But Moshe said, you are going to lead Bnei Yisrael, but you need to understand the sounds you're hearing. You're not hearing war cries of victory or defeat. You are hearing a kol anot, a cry of pain. They just left Mitzrayim and now they think they're orphans. orphans with no leader. Yes, they got drunk. Yes, they're partying, but it comes from a kolah note, not rebellion, but it's how they're dealing with the pain. It's not good. They need to be educated. They need to understand how to respond to disappointment and to distress. But you, Yehoshua, as their future leader, as any leader must know, you have to know how to listen to what the people are saying. What's causing them trouble? Are they in pain? Are they rebelling? This nation just left Mitzrayim. They're a slave nation for centuries. To expect them to be on your level, Yehoshua, of emuna is not practical. You need to hone your listening ability to see where they are coming from. Having your finger on the pulse of the nation, putting yourself in their shoes and seeing things from their perspective, these are the ABCs of leadership. Yehoshua needed to learn that, and so do we. Have an amazing day, everyone.